KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school sports around the area last night. In high school track, Atlantic hosting its invitational track meet last night. On the boys' side, it was Harlan winning the team title with 136 points. Abraham Lincoln, the runner-up, with 86. Glenwood placing third with 85 points. St. Albert had 80 for fourth place. Shenandoah was fifth with 35, followed by Lewis Central, Atlantic, Clarinda, Red Oak, and Denison. Individual champs in the individual events include J.J. Hahn of Glenwood winning the shot put. Jacob Behrens of Lewis Central took the discus. Brady Dauma of Glenwood wins the long jump. Tony Dawson of Harlan, the champ in the high jump. Harlan won the 4x800-meter relay. Also, Philip Soranko of Harlan took the 3200 title. Harlan won the shuttle hurdle relay. Dylan Garner of Abraham Lincoln, the champ in the 100 meters. Matt Evers of Harlan won the 400 meters. Abraham Lincoln took the 4x200-meter title. Austin Hess of Harlan won the 110-meter hurdles. Philip Soranko of Harlan, the champ in the 1600. Derek Jones of Glenwood won the 200-meter title. Tucker Culgett of St. Albert wins the 400 hurdles. Abraham Lincoln took the distance medley relay. Levi Preston of Harlan was the champ in the 800. Harlan won the 4x100 relay, and St. Albert took the 4x400-meter title. On the girls' side last night, it was Harlan winning easily with 197 points. Glenwood with 57.5 was second. Abraham Lincoln had 48 points for third. Clarinda was fourth with 46. Creston with 44 points was fifth. Shenandoah, Denison, Thomas Jefferson, Lewis Central, Atlantic, Red Oak, and St. Albert round out the 12-team field. And the individual champions in the events last night included Serena Parker of Shenandoah winning the shot put, Haley Henscheid of Harlan the discus, Brianna Maitland of Creston won the long jump, Dina Boffman of Harlan the high jump, Emma Preston of Abraham Lincoln took the 3,000 title, Harlan won the 4x800 relay, the shuttle hurdle relay, Jessica Feldman won the 100 for Harlan. Harlan also won the distance medley relay. Michaela Evers of Harlan wins the 400. Harlan won the 4x200-meter relay. Dina Boffman of Harlan took the 100 hurdles. Jessica Feldman of Harlan the 800 meters. Michaela Evers of Harlan the 200 meters. Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah, the champ in the 400 hurdles. Harlan won the sprint medley, the 4x4 relays last night. Glenwood took the 4x1. And Bailey Cool of Harlan was the champ in the 1500-meter run last night in that event. Also, the Rolling Hills Conference holding its conference championships up at Guthrie Center last night. On the boys' side, Adair Casey wins the conference title with 129 points. Glidden Ralston with a 121 total was second. Exira EHK at 105 was third. Cam was fourth at 81 points. Iowa Christian, Peyton Sherdan, Orient Maxburg, and Grandview Park Baptist the rest of the field. Individually, Clayton Plowman of Adair Casey won the 100. Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey the 200. Also in the action last night, it was Anderson of Exira EHK winning the 400 meters. That's Cole Anderson. Also, Jake Carey of Peyton Sherdan took the 800. Garrett Crown of ICA won the 1600. Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey the 3200. The 110 hurdle title went to Mitchell Lynch of Glidden Ralston. Cole Anderson of Exira EHK took the 400 hurdles. In the relays, it was Adair Casey winning the 4x1, the 4x2. Cam took the 4x400. Peyton Sherdan, the 4x800. Distance medley title went to Orient Maxburg. Glidden Ralston won the shuttle hurdle relay. Also in the field events, Zach Muggenberg of Glidden Ralston won the high jump. Trayton Jensen of Adair Casey, the long jump. Zach Cleefoot of Exira EHK took the shot title. Nick Peppers of Exira EHK won the discus crown. On the girls' side, in the team title, it was Exira EHK winning with 150 points. Adair Casey with a 114 total was second. Glenn Ralston was third with 79. Iowa Christian had 67 points for fourth place. Peyton Sherdan, Grandview Park Baptist, and then Orient Maxburg and Cam tied for seventh place in that meet last night are the rest of the field. Individually in the events, Sydney Parker of Exira EHK won the 100 meters, Katie Clark of Adair Casey the 200, Jen Neville of Exira EHK the 400, Megan Reese of Iowa Christian the 800, Deanne Earlmeyer of Exira EHK won both the 1500 and 3000 meter titles, Carly Pop of Peyton Sherdan took the 100 meter hurdles, Anna Mulder of Adair Casey the 400 hurdles. In the relay events, the 4x1 title goes to Exira EHK. They also won the 4x8, the sprint medley, and the distance medley titles. Grandview Park Baptist won the 4x2, Iowa Christian the 4x4, and the shuttle hurdle title went to Peyton Sherdan. In the field events, Danny McCorkle of Adair Casey won the high jump. Sydney Parker of Exira EHK took the long jump title. Megan Sontag of Exira EHK wins the shot put crown. And Kaylee Hanlon of Peyton Sherdan was the winner in the discus event in last night's meet. In other high school sports around the area last night, girls golf. It was Trainer defeating Griswold 214-230. Audubon beat Tri-Center 187-224. Susie Byland of Audubon shot the low round of 39. Clarinda beat Glenwood 176-255. Clark, a winner in a triangular as they shot 222. Creston 240 and Red Oak 282. Also, Denison defeated Lewis Central in a duel 221-250. In boys' golf last night, it was Griswold over Trainer 172-175. James Reynolds of Griswold shot the low round of 38. Also, Tri-Center beat Audubon 163-185 as Britton Barrier went 1-under par last night, shooting a 35 for the Trojans. AHST won a triangular by the narrowest of margins. It was the Vikings shooting a 200, Riverside a 201, and Nishnabotton a 202 last night. Also, Glenwood beat Clarinda 182-216, and Creston wins a triangular with a 162 total, Clark 184, Red Oak 203 last night. In girls' soccer, Atlantic grabs their first win of the year. The Trojans defeat AHST 1-0. Emily Mitchell scored the only goal for Atlantic last night. Maren McNeese had 11 saves in net for the Trojans. Also, it was St. Albert beating Harlan 6-0 in girls' soccer. In boys' tennis last night, Atlantic beat Shenandoah 5-4. Lewis Central 7-2 over Denison. Glenwood beat Clarinda 5-4. In girls' tennis, it was Shenandoah topping Atlantic 8-1. Harlan beat St. Albert 5-4. Red Oak over Creston 9-0. Glenwood was an 8-1 winner over Clarinda last night. Moving over to baseball now, Matt Latos outpitched Adam Wainwright to extend his scoreless inning streak to 17 as the Cincinnati Reds got an RBI each from Joey Votto and Xavier Paul in a 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Aroldis Chapman worked a perfect ninth inning for his sixth save in six chances. Yadier Molina had an RBI double off of Jonathan Broxton, and that produced the Cardinals' first run in 17 innings. Adam Wainwright took the loss to fall to 4-2 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was Miami over New York in 15 innings, 4-3. Atlanta beat Washington 3-2. Chicago over San Diego 5-3. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 10-4. San Francisco over Arizona 6-4. Colorado topping the LA Dodgers 12-2. In the American League, Ubaldo Jimenez pitched into the eighth inning. Ryan Rayburn hit two home runs, and the Cleveland Indians pounded the Kansas City Royals 9-0 last night, splitting their four-game series. Rayburn hit a three-run shot in the fifth inning and a solo homer in the eighth and finished the night with four hits. Jimenez allowed only two walks and an infield single by Billy Butler over his first seven innings as he picks up the victory. Elsewhere in the AL, Houston beat the Yankees 9-1, Detroit over Minnesota 4-3, Seattle 6-2 over Baltimore, and in 19 innings it was Oakland 9-8 over Los Angeles. In Pacific Coast League play, Round Rock beat Iowa 10-9 yesterday. Also was New Orleans over Omaha 6-3. Iowa hosting Round Rock again this afternoon in Des Moines, while Omaha continues its road swing tonight at New Orleans. In other baseball news, making a move to shore up a shaky bullpen, the St. Louis Cardinals have demoted struggling left-handed reliever Mark Zepchinski to the minor leagues. That decision Monday means that for now the Cardinals are keeping Mitchell Boggs on the active big league roster, despite a 12.66 earned run average. St. Louis selected the contract of right-hander Seth Maness from AAA Memphis. The 24-year-old Maness is 2-2 with a 4.32 earned run average in five starts in the minors and was the franchise's minor league pitcher of the year last season. He'll be making his major league debut. Zepchinski allowed seven runs in eight innings over nine appearances for a 7.88 earned run average and gave up a two-run homer to Russell Martin in the ninth inning of Sunday's 9-0 loss to the Pirates. Boggs was charged with three other runs in that inning as well. In other baseball news, Nationals starting pitcher Steven Strasburg says he'll make his next scheduled start despite experiencing tightness in his right forearm during Monday's game against the Braves. Strasburg appeared to struggle to get comfortable on the mound, sometimes shaking his arm after a pitch during his six innings of work. Manager Davey Johnson says the right-hander will be given medication. Strasburg is 1-4 with a 3.13 earned run average. Miami outfielder Giancarlo Stanton has landed on the disabled list after leaving Monday's game against the New York Mets with a strained right hamstring. Stanton hit a tapper in front of the plate in the 10th inning and clutched his right hamstring just before he crossed first base, trying in vain to beat the throw. The Dodgers activated shortstop Hanley Ramirez from the disabled list, making room for him on the roster by placing pitcher Clayton Kershaw on the bereavement list. Ramirez had been out all season since tearing a ligament in his right thumb during the championship game of the World Baseball Classic. He had surgery March 22nd and is not in. He was not in the starting lineup last night. Kershaw left the team to tend to what manager Don Mattingly called a personal issue. And also outfielder Casper Wells has joined his fourth major league organization in a month as he was traded by Oakland to the Chicago White Sox for cash. In the NBA last night, the Brooklyn Nets and the Houston Rockets were able to stave off elimination in the conference quarterfinals. Brooke Lopez and Darren Williams each had double-doubles as the Nets downed the Chicago Bulls 110-91. Lopez finished with 28 points and 10 rebounds, while Williams had 23 points and 10 assists to help the Nets win for the first time since the series opener. Game 5 will be in Chicago Game 6 will be in Chicago on Thursday. The Rockets avoided a four-game sweep as they outlasted the Oklahoma City Thunder 105-103. Chandler Parsons came within two assists of a triple-double, finishing with 27 points and 10 rebounds. Omara Sheik had 17 points and 14 boards for the Rockets, who won despite failing to score after taking a 105-98 lead with 2:20 left. Game 5 is Wednesday at Oklahoma City. Atlanta evened up its Eastern Conference quarterfinal series as they won two straight on their home court. Josh Smith scored 29 points and had 11 rebounds as the Hawks beat Indiana 102-91. That series heads back to Indiana for Game 5 on Wednesday. And the Kansas City Chiefs weren't exactly in shambles when John Dorsey and Andy Reid first walked through the door. After all, the team did have six Pro Bowl players on the roster. Now, that doesn't mean the Chiefs weren't in need of an extreme makeover. Over the past couple of months, that's exactly what Dorsey and Reid have done. They made bold moves in free agency, trading for quarterback Alex Smith and signing players like Anthony Fasano and Donnie Avery. They also locked up some of their own players, signing wide receiver Dwayne Bowe to a long-term deal. They plugged most of the rest of their holes in last weekend's draft and now eagerly await the start of organized team activities to see exactly where they are in their rebuilding process. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.